Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to try to address some of those people who are just sick of politics and partisan politics and the Republicans versus the Democrats and one team versus the other and all of the breakdowns in politics that we have. It's why, according to so many polls, a big majority of Americans think that we could use another party. Well, we're not talking about another party right now, but we are talking about a rather remarkable candidacy and an independent candidacy that just could maybe elect a new governor from Oregon who would stop the domination of that beautiful state by a Democratic Party, which has run out of gas, energy, ideas, integrity, all of it. I'm pleased to introduce to you Senator Betsy Johnson, who has served for 20 years as a Democrat in the State Senate of Oregon. She was chairman of the Joint Ways and Means Committee. She left that post to run for governor as an independent. Okay, you've been a Democrat your entire career, though I know your dad, who was also a member of the legislature, was a very loyal Republican. You're now not only leaving the Democratic Party, you're saying, I'm not thinking I'm going to join the Republican Party either. What led you to this radical decision, Senator Johnson, at this stage in your career?
Sure. If I could start, please, though, by characterizing myself as a Democrat. One of my Republican colleagues in the Senate used to refer to me, and I always thought he was doing it derisively, he used to refer to me as a BFD. And I thought, yeah, same to you, Ted, until I found out that in his lexicon, BFD meant business-friendly Democrat. And so that's what I've been right straight along. I have been a good reflection and a champion for my blue-collar, natural resource-based working-class district and have voted very consistently to support their values, their culture, their economies. But I wanted to make sure that I put that little nuance on what kind of D I was. And that's the kind of D that was absolutely commensurate with my district. So now let's go back to where what I'm doing now. I don't care whether you voted for Biden or Trump or rode in your dog. I have watched a state that I love disintegrate, and I was unwilling to stand by while we augured in without giving it one hell of a fight, and it's going to be one hell of a fight. I've got both the R's and the D's shooting at me. But I am absolutely convinced that what we need to do is to put people back in charge, not the ideology of the public sector unions or the ideology of the R's. For way too long, the legislature has been this hierarchical place dominated by the public sector unions telling the presiding officers what bills to advance, what budgets to advance. They're embedded in the governor's office. That vice grip has got to break. And so what I'm positing is somebody, not a D, not an R, but an O, an Oregonian running loyal only to Oregonians. And that's how I would characterize my campaign.
Well, you know, I will tell you something about your campaign, and people should understand, I'm not ready to endorse any candidate in the Oregon governorship fight, which is a three-way fight. There's a Republican nominee, there's a Democratic nominee, and then there's Senator Johnson. But I was so impressed, frankly, with the fact that you put forward a pretty detailed and thorough issues series of papers. You're not just talking in platitudes. and taking a fairly firm position so that you are, as you say in some of your propaganda, an equal opportunity pisser offer. What do you do that pisses off Democrats most?
Well, show up, and back when I was in the legislature, show up in caucus. I brought them a perspective, several perspectives. I was one of a few, if any, people in my caucus who'd signed both the front and the back of a paycheck. I demanded accountability. I was a pain. I don't know what I can say on your TV show, so I'll say I was a pain in the posterior about an urban agenda that was telling rural Oregon what to do. So I wanted accountability. I wanted agency performance. I wanted state agencies, particularly in the executive branch, to do it with Oregonians, not to Oregonians. I stood up to some really dreadful legislation to the point that I managed to get myself kicked off of a Ways and Means, where I was the chair of the damn committee. So I was willing to take a very high profile risk to do what I thought was right. And I want you just for a second. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, in your state, there obviously was a lot of support, particularly last year, for defund the police. And a lot of people who believe the Second Amendment was a mistake. You don't believe that about the Second Amendment, and you certainly do not support defund the police.
Both of those statements are correct.
Okay.
Let me go back for just a second and add something that I was going to say. Imagine what a radical change in Oregon's politics it would be to have a governor say, I'm not going to sign a bill into law. I'm not going to sign a budget into law. I'm not going to make an appointment to a board or a commission unless there's bipartisan support. And I have had a front row seat to watching the dysfunction of how the legislature is not working now, with both sides toadying to their rigid ideology and their agendas. And so we have got to get out of this paralytic political paralysis where we are right now. Let's go back to the question that you asked about the Second Amendment and about cops. I have just earned the endorsement of the sheriffs and the chiefs of police. I'm very proud of that. I have been a friend of law enforcement for 20 years in the legislature. I believe very, very strongly we need to stop criminalizing the police and put public safety first over criminals. We need DAs that will prosecute. We need to hold people who are engaged in lawless or criminal behavior accountable. We need a governor that will stop abusing her commutation powers by letting murderers and thugs and rapists out onto the street on the flimsiest excuse that their juvenile brains were not completely formed. Hogwash. A guy that was 17 years old and sufficient mens rea to dig a grave for his intended victim sure as hell knew what he was doing. And for Kate Brown to let this guy out of jail before serving the totality of his sentence after he stabbed his pregnant girlfriend, she wasn't dead. He came back and bludgeoned her to death with a shovel. And Kate Brown let him out prior to the full duration of his sentence is an anathema to me.
Kate Brown is the incumbent Democratic governor. I want to continue the conversation because you also have some very substantive and constructive things, and almost nobody does, to say about the homeless crisis, which is a gigantic crisis in Oregon. Look, Oregon used to be the home for a lot of bipartisan politicians. I know that you mentioned the former Republican Senator Mark Hatfield. There was Governor McCall. There was all kinds of traditions of bipartisan problem solving. And that is what Betsy Johnson seems to be talking about. She's also raised a ton of money for this campaign, which is a kind of insurgent campaign that I think people could feel inspiration from as far as, at least as far away as Washington State. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Senator Betsy Johnson is running for governor of Oregon as an independent leader loyal only to the people of Oregon. That's the first proclamation of her statement of candidacy. Betsy Johnson has been a member of the Oregon State Senate and a leader in the State Senate and the state house for 20 years. And her campaign for governor is attracting a lot of attention for a state that has generally kind of just an automatic, all-democratic, no possibility for any variation or anything fresh. I will tell you, and Senator Johnson, I mean this as a high compliment, I get a lot of stuff from politicians, and the usual brochure or leaflet or anything to prepare is just unbelievably boring and stupid and insulting to the intelligence. Your piece on the issues, including the issue of homelessness, which I want to get to right away, is different. There are some actual ideas here. You say that Oregon's homeless crisis is a humanitarian, public health, and public safety emergency that impacts many communities across the state. And despite skyrocketing state and local government spending, Oregon's homeless crisis is getting worse and worse. You talk about three goals that you have in mind dealing with homelessness. Number one, set a plan to end dangerous and unregulated camping in public places. Number two, to honestly address the role mental illness, drugs, and addiction can play. And number three, end Oregon's politician-created housing supply crisis so every Oregonian of any income level can afford to live here. Okay, on the first piece, set a plan to end dangerous and unregulated camping. What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about a bunch of things. The day after the election, I would convene the relevant players, and this includes law enforcement, addiction specialists, mental health specialists, law enforcement, municipal and county government, and sit them down and say, guys, everybody talks about this as an emergency, but we have no sense of urgency. If this was a flood, we'd be moving in the FEMA trailers. We're not doing anything. We're creating not-for-profits that are pontificating and writing white papers. I want to know how many people we're getting off the street. I'll come back to that in just a second. You've touched on one other thing, though, that's really important. We have an affordability problem that compounds our homelessness problem. Oregon can't be livable if we're not affordable. And as I said in an interview the other day, we're better at pitching tents than we are pulling permits. So we've got two problems. But let me come back to the homeless piece for a second. We have a bunch of exacerbating factors. We functionally legalized hard drugs in this state. And the correlation between homelessness, mental health, and drug addiction just cannot be more obvious than me walking outside the door of the building that I'm in right now and see people either decompensating on the streets or curled up in doorways. We have to end the street camping. I believe that there are adequate unused shelter beds right now. We're having this big fight about do you shelter first and then deal with the underlying problem? Do you deal with the underlying problem as you shelter? I subscribe very much to the let's figure out the underlying problem scenario. I've been involved in repurposing an abandoned government building built at a cost of $65 million or so and never used as a low impact or a low minimum custody jail. We have, with private dollars and some state money, repurposed that edifice as a place of hope, healing, recovery, and reintegration, and have a demonstrable track record of helping people off the streets. So it's not a money problem, it's a leadership problem, and I intend to provide that leadership and call the question.
You also talk in your piece about the mental health component to this problem, and you want to address it even at a young age, providing more resources in the schools. How would that work?
Well, I believe that we need to put many more school nurses, resource officers, nurses, resource officers, and mental health experts in the schools. I don't think a kid comes off the rails in one day. Those trusted adults can see a pattern developing. But let's start at the problem for Oregon. We are the worst in the country in terms of mental health services, the worst in the country. We talk about it. We've got a guy that's running mental health right now that's more worried about pronouns than he is about getting people off the street. We've got a state hospital that is not functioning maximally. So we've got plenty of opportunity to get ourselves out of this. And again, I don't want to just bitch about the problems. I want to say that I believe that there's a way to fix this. And I can cite as evidence of a broken system the fact that our former Democrat Governor Ted Kulongowski and our former United States Republican Senator Gordon Smith both simultaneously endorsed my campaign. They said, I'm going to stay a good Republican, I'm going to stay a good Democrat, but they put aside their political allegiances to say we have got to fix a broken system that is no longer serving Oregonians, and the evidence is everywhere.
Okay, I've got a question that came in, actually, in an email that I think you'll be able to answer fairly quickly, which is, would she consider moving to Washington and running for governor here?
Well, I appreciate the question. Right now, I'm focused on getting elected governor of Oregon, and I was just up there yesterday meeting with a bunch of people in Seattle, and I actually got the same question from one of the guests at the event that I attended. But let's get Oregon fixed, and then we'll talk about collaboration, cooperation, and common cause with our neighbors to the north.
Yeah, craziness we know spreads. Maybe you can help to spread some common sense. And in terms of voting security issues like that that are of concern to people, we don't really have time to get to that because I do want to give people information about Betsy Johnson. She has on her piece a smiling photograph, and it says, "Don't be a spectator. Only you can deliver the big, bold change that Oregon needs." And I think a lot of people seeing some of the video from Portland recently, going back particularly to May of 2020, know that big, bold change is very, very much needed in our sister to the south. Betsy Johnson, I hope you'll come back again and talk about the campaign. I think you're shaking things up. Just so the people know, we have invited her Democratic opponent, Tina Kotek, who is the Speaker of the State Legislature Assembly, and Christine Drazen, who is the Republican nominee as well. And maybe they can both benefit from your campaign, whether your campaign is ultimately victorious. It's already won a lot of attention and provided a lot of inspiration. We will be right back with more about the war on Ukraine and the ongoing political wars here, coming up.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is confirming more of your tax dollars are heading to Ukraine. Biden saying in a statement that $3 billion will be provided to help fight back against the Russian invasion. The money will be used for weapons and equipment, but the weapons and equipment will not be provided or sent to Ukraine until years from now. President Biden says he had no advance notice of the FBI's recent raid on ex-President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate.
I didn't have any advance notice. None. Zero. Not one single bit.
Biden making those comments as the White House worked directly with the Justice Department and National Archives to instigate a criminal probe into alleged mishandling of documents, which was what allowed the FBI to raid former President Trump's home. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there was a lot going on in the primaries yesterday, and a lot of, well, quasi-surprises and some real reliefs. There was a relief in a special election where the Republican won, and he won the special election. Joe Sempolinski in New York's 23rd district, defeating the Democratic candidate 53-47. That was a district that Trump carried. But even more important, in the primary, this is not a special election, so this is nominating somebody to go on to the general election. It's a Republican-leaning district that should provide another House seat for the Republicans. A guy named Nick Langworthy won with 52% over 48% for Carl Palladino, who came in second. 52-48, but Langworthy actually was a very welcome victory. Palladino, somewhat of an embarrassment to the Republican Party. You may remember we covered it on the show. In the middle of his campaign, he said that today's conservatives should look to Hitler for inspiration. And then he qualified it. He meant in the way that Hitler could rile up a crowd and get people excited and get them to participate. the fact that he came as close as he did to winning a nomination for a House seat, which he would not have won, he would have lost it. It's a good thing. That Langworthy is going to go on and presumably to actually win a seat in the House for a House election that is definitely trending Republican. There's also this. It's Independence Day in Ukraine. And in Ukraine, it's also marking exactly 6 months of war in the country. And President Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, spoke via translator to the UN Security Council just 6 months after the invasion. And he called for holding a summit in 2023 about the future of his country. This is clip 12.
It is on the territory of Ukraine that the world's future is decided, whether we will have a future at all. This is being decided also at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and in our seaports and in Donbas and in the Crimea. Our independence is your security.
And then the UN ambassador of Ukraine spoke about the Russian occupation of a nuclear facility in Ukraine, in Zaporozhye. Listen, this is clip two.
Of demilitarization and the occupation of the station. The entire international community has been demanding this for almost 6 months. This is what the IAEA says. Russia pretends not to hear this and continues to invent newer and newer ways of using the peaceful station for military purposes. It is obvious that any mission, be it the IAEA or the UN, while at the station, will record flagrant violations of norms and requirements for nuclear safety. Therefore, Russia is trying to avoid responsibility, but it will not succeed. Russia needs the ZNPP as a means of waging war.
And look, the idea, we covered a support from the Chicago Foreign Affairs Council, which is did a major poll on attitudes toward Ukraine. And the fact that it shows that 70% of Americans believe that we should continue supplying, aiding, and basically midwifing this remarkable democracy, this remarkable country that has fought so gallantly for its own survival. That's a good point in which most Americans can feel some kind of unity. There's also news about the ongoing campaign for president. Right, I know, we haven't even had the midterms yet. But DeSantis is headlining a fundraiser next month in September at the $50 million Newport Coast compound owned by undercover billionaire star Glenn Starnes and his wife Mindy, a former Los Angeles TV entertainment reporter. Okay, it's Newport Coast. It doesn't mean Newport, Rhode Island. I think it means Newport Beach, Orange County. And then Trump's super PAC is hosting a candlelight dinner with the former president at one of his New Jersey golf courses next month. This according to an invitation. The price to attend, $100,000 per person. I think it's safe to say the FBI not invited. And then Paul Pelosi, the husband of Speaker Nancy Pelosi, he's 82, and same age as his wife, and he pleaded guilty yesterday to misdemeanor driving under the influence charges related to a May crash in California, where both of the cars were totaled, by the way. It was in the wine country. He was sentenced to 5 days in jail and 3 years of probation. And there's some DUI video of Paul Pelosi that probably is embarrassing to the Pelosi family. It sounded a little bit like this. Clip three.
We appreciate the easy on your legs, and I don't want you to fall over. So.
Well, I think I'll fall over.
Right. Well, just based on what I'm seeing, I don't feel comfortable having you perform the test just because I don't want you to have the potential to fall over and hurt yourself. That's not what I'm trying to accomplish.
Okay, it sounds like a very humane cop, and may there be a speedy recovery, and a recovery in the interests of life expectancy. Where should you live to have the longest life expectancy, the Wall Street Journal asks. New data suggests heading out west is a good bet. Hawaii has the highest life expectancy of any U.S. state, according to new federal figures released by the Centers for Disease Control yesterday. And the combined average life expectancy for men and women in Hawaii was 80 years, 7 months, making it the only U.S. state with an average expectancy rate above 80 years. Number two in the country, Washington. Yeah, our state. Has the second highest life expectancy at 79.2 years. California was also high on the list at 79.2 years. Other states that had among the highest life expectancies included Minnesota, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. The report said states with the lowest life expectancy were mostly southern states, but also included New Mexico, Indiana, Ohio, Missouri, Oklahoma, Washington, D.C. was also among the states with lower life expectancy. Generally, life expectancy was down in the whole country, largely because of the pandemic. The CDC report comes as overall life expectancy rates in the U.S. fell sharply in 2020 as the COVID-19 pandemic took hold. The data revealed that Americans' average life expectancy fell to 77 years in 2020, down 1.8 years from 2019. We should move in a better direction. Coming up. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And there's a new poll from the Reno Gazette Journal and Suffolk University on the governor's race in Nevada. Nevada, if you don't know, has a Democratic governor, liberal Democratic governor, Steve Sisolak, and he is in a virtual tie fighting for his reelection against Clark County, that's Las Vegas, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, the Republican candidate. It's 43-40 with an independent American Party candidate named Ed Bridges receiving 3%. There is a new idea that seems to be spreading around places like Seattle, like Portland, Oregon, places that are very liberal in their thinking, which is the way to control deaths from drug addiction is to offer safe injection sites where people will be able to use their drugs safely and constructively. The truth of the matter is, and this is the idiotic thing about the legislation they had passed in Oregon, which I assume that if Betsy Johnson, the independent senator we just spoke to, if she is elected governor, she would stop this idiocy. Not all drugs are the same. And not all drugs enable safe use. Methamphetamines are extraordinarily destructive. And yes, I think that marijuana can be destructive too, but it's not on the same level. And putting it on the same level and the idea of the benefit of injection sites as a public resource is pathetic. I mean, really pathetic. This is a guest on CNN, Dr. Amy Mullen, who says that the whole community should embrace and applaud safe injection sites. Listen.
The data on safe consumption sites show that they do not increase use. They do not bring new users in. They actually have shown to decrease public consumption. They have shown to decrease drug paraphernalia, and they have shown to decrease crime. So the evidence is really clear that this is a highly effective strategy to actually save lives, decrease crime. They are good for drug users. They are good for addiction treatment, and they're good for the community. So I think that this is a really wonderful strategy that I would like to have seen in California.
Okay, this is a really wonderful strategy the fact is that one of the things that government does is government, by its very nature, defines what is normal and acceptable. And again, to legalize and to define as normal and acceptable and as a government-sponsored activity, because that's what you're dealing with when you talk about government-supervised injection sites, the use of heroin, I don't know if cocaine would be included. The question is, what drugs do you include? And who pays for it? And look, we all pay a great deal of tax money, too much tax money. And the idea of paying tax money to help supervise other people's destructive use of so-called recreational drugs is idiotic. I'll tell you something else that is fairly idiotic, and there's a piece that I've been meaning to get to that honestly people ought to confront, which is, I think this has calmed down a little bit, but there was unfortunately a great deal of hysteria right after the August 8th search of Mar-a-Lago and this whole dispute about the classified papers, or maybe they were unclassified. But the idea that the FBI needs to be reined in or defunded or abolished got a certain amount of energy and momentum on the conservative side. There's a piece by a former author an historian of the FBI named Garrett Graff. He wrote a book called Watergate, A New History. And he writes that historically the FBI has been arguably the most culturally conservative and traditionally Christian institution in the entire U.S. government. It's an institution so culturally conservative, even by the standards of law enforcement, that Democratic presidents have never felt comfortable or politically emboldened enough to nominate a Democrat to lead the Bureau. All the leaders of the FBI have all been Republicans. That's right, far from being a bastion of progressive thinking, every single director of the FBI since its creation has been a Republican-aligned official. Such history suggests that the issue here is Mr. Trump and not institutional bias. Its current director, Christopher Wray, who oversaw the agents conducting the search of Mar-a-Lago, was nominated by Mr. Trump himself, and he was almost universally praised for that appointment. I have praised him for that appointment because it was a good appointment, and Wray has done a heck of a job. And he came to the job with sterling Republican credentials. He was the kind of the criminal, he was the head of the criminal division in George W. Bush's Justice Department, a member of the Conservative Federalist Society, and a clerk for Judge Michael J. Luttig, the leading Republican political judicial icon. Mr. Wray replaced the FBI director Mr. Trump had fired, James Comey, who had been nominated by Barack Obama and was the former Deputy Attorney General of George W. Bush's Justice Department. His predecessor, Robert Mueller, who served in the Justice Department for both Presidents Bush, was nominated to be head of the FBI by George W. Bush. That political conservatism is the Bureau's ranks, trace back to the culture that J. Edgar Hoover cultivated for a half century, when the Bureau viewed its role as policing and protecting a uniquely conservative and Christian view of the United States. And look, this doesn't mean the FBI doesn't make mistakes. It doesn't mean there aren't rogue agents who abuse the power that they're given or the position that they've been asked to fulfill. But it does mean that the Bureau still deserves our thanks and respect, like all aspects of law enforcement. Speaking of law enforcement, there's no law against silly movies that can't decide whether they are comedies or thrillers. But that's kind of what you've gotten with a new comedy featuring a talented cast, including Aubrey Plaza and and many others, a comedy drama about a restaurant worker who goes on a special reward trip to Europe. It's called Spin Me Around. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Allison Brie plays the hardworking manager of a local outpost of a national restaurant chain, whose life changes radically when the parent company invites her for an all-expense-paid trip to Europe in Spin Me Around, now available on various streaming services.
Amber, pack your bags.
What?
You're going to Italy.
I have a feeling you're going to fall in love.
Okay, I was kind of thinking that too.
Okay, but whatever she's thinking about, the trip takes on a sinister edge with the head of the company, Alessandro Nivola, taking a suspiciously intense interest in the main character. Fred Armisen, Aubrey Plaza, and other Hollywood veterans help provide some moments of humor, but a plot that depends on rampaging wild pigs and a lavish S&M orgy isn't particularly funny or fun. It's officially unrated, but should be an R. 2 stars for the odd and ill-conceived Spin Me Round. Yeah, I'm still spinning, I guess. The idea of the rampaging wild pigs, very, very tough to see as an either an item of thrills or of humor. Next time on the MedVed Show, the Inflation Reduction Act, supposed to fix climate change, Bjorn Lomborg, who knows more about climate change than just about anyone in the world, joins the show tomorrow to talk about how little it's likely to make a difference, whereas real problems with the climate we are ignoring. I will also speak to Ben Domenech, who is the editor of The Federalist. He calls Biden's student loan authoritarianism unforgivable and talks about the president doubling down on a fundamentally anti-democratic approach to governance. Speaking of anti-democratic and unequal, there's a new survey, a new study that shows women, on average, get 40 fewer minutes per day of leisure time. And now a major magazine is calling for all women to go on strike and quit housework for the rest of the year. We'll get to that and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.